I think you're holding on speaking with Mila and Hode.
Yes, give me just a second because he's asking me a question and I need him to understand how.
Yeah. Of course.
Okay, give me just a second.
Okay.
So, I mean, just a second, I'm just explaining it. No,
meditation. Yeah, take your time.
Okay. Entonces, ahí vas a aparecer. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, not a problem. Not a problem. Well, Mila, as it's nice to meet you. My name's Tyler. I'm the specialist in the department here to handle the product details and pricing. How's your day?
It's okay. And yours?
My day's going well. You know, no complaints. Thank you for asking. One day closer to Friday. Happy Thursday to you. Kind of start things off here. I know you were speaking with Tara. She's one of our map coordinators for the department. Did you do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have shown up on the front page?
Were you asking me if I spoke to Jose about it, or did you?
Oh no, I was asking. Did she do a good job of explaining the basics of the program and where it is? Okay, no, it's not a problem. Now, I know everything always boils down to the dollar cost of things. That's why she brought me on the line. I can make things along the lines of being very affordable. But before I just start hitting with the numbers, did you have any questions in regards to how the program works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the pricing?
Right now, no. I would have to see. ¿Tú tienes alguna pregunta? No. No questions as of right now.
Okay, well, if you happen to have any after hearing the price point, just feel free to stop me and I'll address those questions for you if you have any as we go along here. Alrighty.
Okay.
But, Mila, the program is offered on, well, the pricing is offered on a month-per-month basis, but the program does require a two-month verbal agreement. The reason we require a two-month verbal agreement is because it makes us performance-based as a company. We've been in business for 17 years, but in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the third month moving forward, it is up to us to provide you results within that first two-month time frame. But the package that we qualified you for today has all the tools inside of it that Google is for in order to get you.
Can you hold on? You're cutting off real bad. It's like every other word I hear you, and
give me 1 second here.
1 second, Mila.
Can you hear me a little bit better?
Yeah.
Okay, I apologize. I had to plug my headset in. It must have been dying. I just didn't hear it beeping. But, all right, people, I'm glad we're able to fix now. No, I know.
I'm sorry. It's the same again.
It's the same again?
Yes.
Okay, what about now?
It is raining and thundering, so.
Oh, well, that might be. That's good?
You're better at time.
Okay, what about now?
Still the same.
I don't understand what's going on with my headset. Give me one more thing. I can try to do the mixer volume. Give me 1 second here. What about now, Mila?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now I just turned it up on my mixer volume. All right. Now I know you were, I'm going to be going over the pricing with you. And then if you like the pricing, I'm going to go over all of the product details that it comes along with. There's a lot of different details that it comes with. Now, the pricing normally on our website without any of the discounts implemented, the original pricing is $499 with a $299 programming fee required to go with the programming. But what I'm able to do for the both of you today?
Hold on, you said $499 plus what? Because you're cutting off again.
$499 with a $190 programming fee, but normally that is without any of the discounts. With the discount implemented, I'd be able to reduce the cost all the way down to $199 and waive the entire programming fee required to go with it. So I thought you'd be looking at 199 flat and out the door.
199?
So very, very affordable. Everything that that includes for you would be complete Google local optimization setup. You'd be placed under the map, found as the top recommended option inside of your local area.
Yeah.
This way calls
I'm
come.
Sorry. You're cutting
Hello?
Up again. Back.
All right. What about now?
You're still about the same.
Really? I'm cutting out
okay,
still, by staticky?
Like right now you're good.
Right now I'm good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll try to stay exactly where I'm at and not move. I don't know what's going on with my headset. All right. Well, Mila, like I said, it would be $199 flat. It would never change or go up on you. And it would be, you don't have to pay per call, per click, or per lead, or anything like that. It's always direct client contact when they try to contact you directly. Okay, now all of the program details that that's going to include for you is going to be complete Google local optimization setup. We place you and get you found as a top recommended option inside of your local area. That way calls come directly to you without you having to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee. In addition to that, we also place you with first page placement on Bing Local as well. That's by Microsoft, the second largest search engine that consumers use next to Google. And then what we would also be providing for the business would be, well, I do see here that you have a website. That's jcmasonryservicesllc.com. That's yours? Perfect. Perfect. Since you already have a website that's built, we wouldn't have to build you one. What we can do with this website is promote it as is. That way consumers can see who you are, what you could do for them in detail, and, of course, contact you directly. We would attach to Google and Bing and all the directory submissions. This way, those are avenues clients are choosing to go down to do searches for the services you're offering. They'd be able to pull your website up from that platform they're searching from and, of course, contact you directly. And then what we also provide for you is going to be the mobile devices. And that's because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones, and their location's always changing whenever they're traveling. So what we're going to do is mobilely optimize your business. That way you show up from anybody's search, from any iPhone, Android, and any kind of tablet or iPad out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we literally cover all of your bases. Okay. Now, we would get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if any consumer would go online and would type in any keywords related to what you're offering, whether it be like concrete services, masonry services, stamp concrete, concrete pouring, any keywords related to a service that you're offering, you'd be found as a top recommended option on the front page when those searches are typed into the search bar. But I do have a question for you. I know it would vary depending on the size of job that you'd be taking on, of course, but when it comes to servicing your, how many clients, in other words, would we have to bring you in order to offset the cost of the program at $199 and become profitable for you?
About how many clients you said? Because you were cutting
yes.
off again, so I'm trying to guess what you're saying.
How many clients would we have to bring every month?
¿Cómo cuántos clientes crees que al mes tenías, estarías ocupando para seguir promoviéndote con ellos? So, depending on the jobs, if it's like big jobs, because they do both commercial and residential, if it's a big commercial job, I would assume maybe, ¿cómo cuántos pro? No, de lo que tú quieres que la gente te esté hablando, las personas que tú quieres que te estén contactando a ti, ¿cuántos clientes crees que podrías llegar a tener al mes? Yo digo que un comercial como uno o dos, ¿no? Dependiendo también del trabajo. Well, it really depends on the work, because if it's, even with commercial jobs, there's just some bridge that needs to be laid or some block that needs to be laid. They're not always... fully blocked or fully brick. So I'm guessing with maybe two. And I want to say with residential a month, if they're home builders and not companies that are contacting, I guess maybe about 10.
Okay, 15. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it is season, and the it's realistic and doable. I mean, amongst others, of course. The reason why I bring that question up or to bring that question to your attention to begin with is because right now, just typing in the broad term masonry services, it shows me all the searches that were conducted within the Hinesville area, but I also typed it into just a 15-mile radius outside the local area of Hinesville to see how many searches were conducted in the surrounding areas that you're in. Now, it shows me right here, for masonry services, it's been searched just over 1,000 times. It shows me 1,002. Now, if I'm going to mislead you, Mila, and say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,000 phone calls for masonry services, that's not realistic whatsoever. But the goal for us over here, it is a pleasure company in front of a percentage of those searches that are being done. Now, the way that we can get you that 15 minutes that you're looking for is we do go into each. Yep.
What was that about the percentage? Because like I said, you're cutting off and I'm trying to guess what you're saying.
Yep. Yeah, so it shows me right here that there's been just 1,000 searches. It shows me 1,002, and that's for the term masonry services. That's how many consumers type that in the last 30 days in Hinesville and a 15-mile radius outside of that area. The reason now, like I said, we're not going to be able to bring you every single one of those searches, but it is our goal to place your company in front of a percentage of those searches that are being done to get you back the number of clients that you're looking for. And the way that we're going to bring you those is we go into each individual area and we program your company in front of the audiences that are already looking for those searches. Once we program your company in front of those areas where the searches are being conducted from, that will lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people that are doing that search, of course. And then what we also found out, Mila, is when the calls are coming directly to you by consumers that are already out there in need of a service you offer, there's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer that's giving you that phone call. So it's just very important to be an option on that front page when they're doing that search for a service. Okay, and then also, it is I know that the home base for you is in Hinesville, but when it comes to servicing your clients, do you stay pretty local in Hinesville, or does that just depend on the job and how far you decide to travel?
Like I told her, I forgot her name, so I'm so sorry. I'm terrible with names. I should write it down.
All right, it's Tara.
Tara?
Tara, with a T.
Oh, Tara, sorry. I thought you said
no,
Tara.
It's all right.
Like I told her, we live in Hinesville, but the job that he does or the work that he does is always in the Savannah area, all around there. And they also do work in London, Sur Carolina, in Bluffton, in Hilton Head, Bluffton, Beaufort, Hardeeville. They do Paul Wentworth, Pooler, Rincon, Richmond Hill. So it's not just in the Savannah area. They've hardly done work here in Hinesville, but most of it is towards that area over there.
Understood. Okay, but the reason I ask is because we're going to allow you to hand select the areas that you want to be found in. But the reason we allow you to hand select the areas is because overall, you know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in, or the areas that bring you a larger amount of income. So the goal for us over here, Mila, is to program you to the areas they like to work in that are making the most bang for your buck. So Savannah area is the area that you like to work in, Bluffton, Beaufort, Hardeeville, Rincon, Richmond Hill, et cetera. We can get you found in all of those areas. It's not a problem. Okay?
Okay.
And also, but again, you know, that's why we do offer our services with a 2-month verbal agreement. It does strictly make us performance-based, but the only way we're going to keep you and Jose coming back to us for the 3rd month moving forward is by providing results within that first 2-month time frame. But with services that are included and the position being available, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot today so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your business, right?
Yes. Well, like I told Tara, I would have to talk to his partner so they could discuss it. So unfortunately, I can't just make a decision. I'm the one that everybody talks to, I guess you could put it that way, but they're the ones that have to make the decision as far as whether or not they're going to want to do it, because I just gave them the idea of putting a website out there for their company because I need them to bring in more work, have more customers. I need them to stay busy.
That's what this would definitely do for them. I mean, so think about how many people use Google. This is definitely got to be a something that becomes very profitable for you, of course.
Yes, of course it is. And I do believe that. But like I said, I would have to talk to them. I already kind of explained it to Jose. What Sarah had told me. I don't know. ¿Quieres hablarle de una vez? Porque ellos necesitan una respuesta ahorita. Después de que cuelguen contigo, agarro otra compañía. Entonces, ¿qué quieres que le diga? ¿Estás interesado o no estás interesado? Más adelante, cuando haya otra opción, otra oportunidad. I don't know, it's up to you. Yo no puedo decir que sí, yo no puedo decir que no. Yo no más te puedo dar. No. He wants to know because right now they've already invested in, like I said, in the making of the website, their website, and they also invested through Angie's Pro List. So right now he doesn't. To be honest, we haven't. The only people that have called are people that want us to invest in making, in placing ads, I guess. So right now, they want to see results as far as investing even more money.
I hear you. Well, I understand that, Mila. This is a service that does work in handler. We do work with a lot of people. I've invested with Home Advisor / Angie's Leads or Angie's Leads / Home Advisor. What you can do, I know you want to see your return, but what you can do, so because they do send you leads, and sometimes they don't always hand out to be jobs when they do send those leads. But what you can do is you can put them on hold. A lot of our clients do that in order to try our services out. Because you're not locked in anything longer term. It is a 2-month verbal agreement, but that's all we require from you. And then, like I said, it's up to provide the results. And when you see the return, obviously it's going to be very affordable for you to afford both programs. And you can turn it on if you would like to. But since the position is available today, so I mean, I'd hate you guys lose out on the opportunity. Since you are, all it would take is guys giving us that 1% of your trust today and letting us earn that other 99% of your trust within that first 2-month time frame. So, I mean,
I understand. Trust me, I completely understand and I agree, but I can't because they just invested on Angie. And right now I need to finish that up so they could go ahead and start hopefully seeing some kind of results. But what he's telling me right now is that they invested in that. They invested in the website. So right now they want to hold off. I don't know if maybe it comes up again available down the road. If y'all give us a call, then hopefully then they'll be ready to invest then. But as of right now, from what he's saying, his partner's going to tell him that they've already invested so much money on both things that, and they're not really seeing anything yet.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Well, I mean, website's only going to be profitable for you if it's in front of people to see it. So if it's just sitting out there for it to linger, people aren't going to be able to see it. It's not going to be profitable for you. This is going to be something that does, put things in motion to get you that exposure for the website for you to receive those phone calls. What if I'm able to do, maybe something a bit more affordable? What if I'm able to reduce the cost by another $50 or so and get you in to the starter fee of $149 and lock you into that discount rate? Would that be something more affordable and budget-friendly for you to try out the services?
$149. Es que también ellos estarían promoviendo la compañía. Estarían promoviendo el website que hiciste o que hicimos. Pero pues yo no puedo. La verdad, yo... Tyler?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, he wants to know, like, on average, whenever you get a customer on there, how soon have you been told that they start seeing results as far as getting customers in or clients?
Question. Great question. Now, to see maximum results, that's why we require a 2-month verbal agreement. It only takes one session to get found within that time frame. However, here's all the other time frames for the other services, because you're going to see exposure within the first month, but we ask for that 2-month verbal agreement so you see that the program fully pop and come to the full fruition. Okay, so here's the services. So the directories, all directories we get you found fast within the
first
month. I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
No.
Okay, can you hear
me?
No. What about now?
Okay, right now, yes.
Okay, all right. I turned on my fan when I was on hold, so I just turned it off. I do apologize. Okay. Now, so the time frames for the directories, those are the quickest. We get found within 5 to 7 business days on all 6 directories. And what we also provide for you is the front page of Bing that takes 10 to 14 business days. And then what we would also provide for you is going to be the mobile devices that takes 10 to 14 business days as well. And then the front page of Google that takes 30 to 45 business days. However, we like to under promise and over deliver. So you might see yourself up and running quicker in that session. That's just our terms and conditions. But it just says in our terms and conditions that it could take up to 30 to 45 days. Okay, but by that time, will be seeing maximum results, and you will be very happy with the services. So those are the realistic time frames that you can expect for the service. And also, would it have your website attached to Google and Bing and the directory within the first 7 to 10 days that you're with us? That way, if those are avenues clients are choosing to go down to search for the services you're offering, they would be able to pull your website up from that platform they're searching from, and they'd be able to contact you directly. Does that kind of clarify the time frames?
You were cutting up for most of it, but I pretty much between 5 to 7 business days. And then 10,
yes, so,
and then I heard. Go ahead.
Okay, so can you hear me a little bit better now? I mean, I put myself back in the position that I was in. I don't understand. It might be the storm that's going on that's cutting out, you know, but, yeah, okay, well, like I said, hopefully you can hear me a little bit clear right now, but let me clarify one more time the services. So like I said, you're going to see exposure within the very first But to see the program fully pop and to come to fruition, we ask that you give it 30, to give it a 2-month agreement. But by that time, you're going to be very happy with the services because we do get you exposure within the first month, but we ask that you give it 30 to 45 business days.
En el primer mes es cuando tú empiezas a ver ya resultados. Pero ellos te piden 2 meses para que si tú veas que si estás agarrando.
So it could be within the first 2 weeks, you know, that you see a client because we connect to those directories.
Y acuérdate que ellos van a poner tu website ahí para que ellos puedan ir a tu website a ver la clase de trabajo que ustedes están haciendo. Te lo dejan ahí. So he'll be on the page of the cover page, I guess, of Google for 2 months.
Correct. Now it is a 2-month full agreement that you asked for. So yes, you would be showing up there for 2 months. Absolutely.
And then if you want,
and it would be,
then you would continue paying.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
If you wanted to stay on there longer, obviously he'll continue paying.
Correct. Correct. It would be, and it would be locked in at that discounted rate of 149. It would never change or go up on you. You would never have to worry about that.
So, entonces, obviamente, si lo quieres por más tiempo, serías pagando los 149, porque ya te lo dejaron a 149 en vez de 199. Mira, si no quieres, no lo hago. Yo no sé, José. Okay, I'm back, Tyler. Sorry about that. So,
it's all right.
And it's a question that I eventually asked as soon as he told me whether he wanted to do it or not, but he wants me to go ahead and just because I've had it done to me personally before, where they call me or they send me a message, or not even send me a message, they call me, or it's a person that I suppose if you know that they're offering something, and I go ahead and sign for it, and I don't get
What if I'm able to? Go ahead, I do apologize. What was the question?
So how would he know that you're actually from Google and it's actually going to be posted without what kind of verification or what kind of proof? Okay, that you're.
So send you over for everything in writing. We send you over everything in writing. It's very important that you get everything over in writing. We send it over an invoice via transaction showing you that 149 came out of your account. And then through that invoice, it comes over to you automatically when the transaction happens, but it's still with me on the phone. And then I let you know as soon as it goes through, and then I have you pull it up to verify it. Inside of that email, there's terms and conditions. So basically, there's terms and conditions in there that give you everything in writing, because also at the end of the year when it's a business expense, you write this off when tax season comes. And basically, you get the money back. So it is a tax write-off, but you do get everything sent over to you in writing. Like I said, we've been in business for 17 years with Google, and we can verify that through everything that was sent over to you via email.
Okay.
So that's how, and you're going to get a tracking and operating system to let you get your name and a password where you or Jose could log into anytime you would like to, and that way you can see everything that we're doing for you. All of the analytics are included. So basically, you'll be able to see like the total amount of phone calls that we bring directly towards your company. You can see zip codes of what calls are coming directly to you from. You can track visits that you're getting from those consumers to your website. If a client chooses to give you a review about the work that you've done for them, the dashboard notifies you about that review when it goes live and gives you the option of responding to it if you choose to. In addition to that, what you also track is the top ranked keywords people are searching most of your company. You get a list of those keywords as well. you get a list of the areas that we've programmed your company to work in, and you also get a list of all the directories that we place your company on as well. So all of the analytics are included within the program, and you get a username and a password, and there's also an app you can download through your smartphone on your Play Store to where you can do that as well. So everything's transparent. That way you know it's the calls are coming directly to us from us because of the call out.
Y en cuanto le está, él no te va a colgar hasta que tú verifiques la información que él te está mandando. Sí. Okay, he wants to do it.
Okay, well, it's definitely going to be a very smart decision on your behalf. It's going to be something that we make you both very happy with, Mila. I can definitely tell you that. But in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly on the front page, what I have to do here on the front is to verify information in regards to the company to make sure that we have everything accurate here. Okay. Now,
I'm sorry, I'm cutting up so bad again.
Oh, I apologize. Let me go ahead. What about now? All right. Can you hear me a little bit better now, Mila?
I just hear that there's words coming out, but you can't
understand. All right. What about now?
Okay. Right now, yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now I have to put the microphone in perfect position. Okay. Now for the what I have to do.
You're cutting up again.
What about now?
I just heard now, so I'm guessing you're asking if I heard. The answer was no.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, 912-596-7330, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach one?
I'm guessing you're asking me if the number that you called will be the best number to call?
Yes, correct.
If you're cut off again, so I'm trying to put the words that I did here.
I'm trying to make sure.
Okay, so if that was the question, the answer is yes. That will be the best number to contact him if they're looking for work. I mean,
that's the number that we're going to promote for you if it's the best number. And then we do have to get you PIN verified inside of the local area that you're in. The business address I found for the, the business or the address of the business I found it is 5540 West Oglethorpe Highway. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
It's a home address, and I'd rather not have that on there.
Yes. If it's a home address, we never showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden, but what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way, consumers know the area that you're going to service them from, but they wouldn't know the rest of where you live, of course.
Okay. Can you put the Savannah zip code then? Because I don't want – just because that's where they do most of their work is in the Savannah area.
Yeah, we're going to definitely get a program in the Savannah area, absolutely, but this is the PIN verify. So this is just for our use. The website, the address for the business is going to be hidden, but we have to PIN verify you inside of that local area. We get you a postcard size envelope that comes straight from Google's headquarters, that address, and that's the only piece of mail that you do receive. Okay, so it's not leaked to the public, anything like that.
Okay, so I really didn't hear you, but I'm guessing you said that it's not going to be linked. The address isn't going to be on there for your personal, the company's personal information. Correct?
Yeah, we never put, we don't showcase that for people to see whatsoever. It's hidden.
Okay.
It is absolutely hidden. Mm-hmm. And then, Mila, for the account purposes, what's the last name for the account?
Gonzalez. Yes, I was gonna ask because you're cutting up at times really bad, and I feel bad because I have to stop you. If we stop and try it again, maybe it'll work better. Because I don't know if it's the storm that's going on right here, because it is getting a little bit worse.
Give me one second. Let me try one more thing. Can you hear me a little bit better now, Mila?
No, it's about the same, honestly.
What about now?
I can hear you right now, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know
okay.
What to say,
but you can hear. Okay, so hopefully it will stay this way. Can you hear me clear?
All right, hold on. Let me try. Okay, can you speak again?
Yes. Can you hear me clear?
Okay, yes. I can hear you better now.
Okay, wonderful. Give me one sec. Okay. Now, Mila, for the account purposes, you say the account last name was Gonzalez. Is that G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z?
Did you say L-E-Z because you were cutting off again?
Yeah, I did say L-E-Z.
Yeah, I did say L-E-Z.
L-E-Z, okay. And then it's going to go under Jose's name, obviously. And what would be the best email address to use for you or the company?
It will be the company's email, which is jgmasonry, S-E-R, at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. All right. Okay, so jgmasonryservices at gmail.com. Jgmasonryser, so S-E-R at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And as far as your hours of operation go for the company, how would you like them going?
The hours that they can contact him or the hours that they work?
The hours that they can contact him.
I'm sorry, say that again because you were cutting off again.
The hours that they could contact him at.
The hours that they could contact him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
7 to 6, and after that, they could text message your email.
7 to 6, and after that, they can message your email. Okay, all right.
Yes.
And when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your client?
Methods of payments would be cash or check.
Okay, cash or check, all right. And then do you have social media out there for the company, like a Facebook or Instagram that's built?
He doesn't have, ¿quieres que pongan tu Facebook page? Pero ya no han puesto foto. But he does have a Facebook page, but it's the same pictures that they have on the website right now because they haven't had any more jobs to be able to put more pictures on there.
Okay, that's completely fine. Completely fine. And then also, if we would need to get a hold of you for any reason in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a call, a text message, or an email?
For y'all?
For us, yes.
Okay, because I was guessing again. For y'all could actually call me instead of calling him because if he's out working, he's not going to answer, and I'm here at the house with the kids. Going crazy, but thankfully they'll be going back to school soon.
All right. So, what would be the best number for us? What's the number for us?
The best number would be 337.
Okay.
516.
Okay.
9912.
All right. So 337, 516, 9912.
Hope you said my number right, but 337-516. 337-516-9912. Okay, yes. Sorry.
Okay, all right. No, it's all right. It's totally okay. I'm trying to keep my, I'm talking with one hand and trying to keep the microphone exactly where in place. And then also, Mila, and then now, we have all the information that we do need right now, but in order to secure the listing at a 149 discounted rate today, what's going to work best for the company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best to secure the listing?
I just heard secure the business or secure the listing. I'm not sure which word you use. So I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have all the information that we need now in order for us to be able to secure the listing, start the programming. That will be securing the payment at the 149. In order to secure the listing, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card? What works best for you?
Okay. I'm sorry. Let me repeat it just in case I misheard you. But you're asking to secure it now, what I'm going to be using as a method of payment? It's going to be a debit card, if that's what you were asking.
Okay, now does the debit card read with his name on it and business name, or does it just have one or the other?
It's actually going to be my personal one.
Okay, so it's Mila Gonzalez?
No, Milagro Macedo.
How do I spell the last name, please?
Macedo.
Okay, and you said that's Mila, and then I just want to put Macedo?
Macedo.
I got it clear. And then the card, normally they read with a 16-bit code on the front of it. I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Okay, dame la tarjeta. Okay, give me a second.
Take your time.
Okay, it is 4737-02-30-7414-6618.
And the expiration month and year?
9/25.
And the look at it on the back.
409.
And is that card connected to the address of 5540 West Oglethorpe Highway?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And then I'm going to repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy.
Backup. Go ahead.
Oh, I pause. Okay. So I have a piece of stuff from 4737. 02-30-7414-6618, and I have 9/25 and 409.
Hold on, because I put it back up. 9/25, 409. Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. Now the card's code out. What I'm doing right now is going over a 90-second voice verification. It goes over the service agreement with Local Splash, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
JG Masonry Services, LLC.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
My title would be his secretary.
Okay, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and it is you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Am I an authorized user on what, I'm sorry?
It is your name on the card, pretty much. You're an authorized user on the billing of the account. Okay, thank you. And then to get results as fast as possible, it is important to be actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Yep, and to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you. And if I refer Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Hold on, give me a second, because I have a crying baby here.
Okay.
Ow, that's my hair. Okay, give me a second.
Rápido. Take your time.
Okay, can you repeat that again?
Yeah, so now when you're in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Hold on, you were cutting up now. What was that again?
Okay, so basically in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I am so sorry, but I didn't understand anything
okay.
you said.
It, all right. So, can you hear me a little bit better now?
No. Is there any way that you could call me right back?
Well,
because I cannot hear you.
Yeah,
let me try going outside. Hold on.
Okay.
If it's not raining, because if it's raining, I'm not going outside. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Now, it says, so your payment for the initial term and account set up, that's going to be charged today's date. That's July 21st, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $149. When the term is completed, the agreement would renew the following month on the same date, the 21st, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $149. That rate will never go or change on you. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time, Mila, by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these?
Okay, how many business days? 3. How many business
days
before? 3? Okay.
3.
3 business mm-hmm. days before the third
the,
month. Or the second
correct.
One.
Yeah, no, the, yes. Mm-hmm. Correct. Because of the 2-month verbal agreement. Now, so you do, and you do understand that these renewal and you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
You agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I am having my finance team run the 1-9. As soon as that goes through, you're going to be getting in with emails over to you showing you that $149 came out of your account. Okay, so
you're cutting up again. So it didn't really work that it came outside. So can you repeat that again?
Yeah, so I'm having my finance team run $149. As soon as that $149 payment goes through, they're going to be getting a confirmation email showing you that $149 came out of your account. Okay, and then I'm also going to be setting you up for your client interview. Now, the client interview, I'm looking at the calendar right now. I'm not going to be able to get you in today, but I can get you in tomorrow. Now, give me 1 second. Right now in Hinesville, Milo, is it 6:23 or 7:23?
I'm sorry?
Well, what time is it
it's
for there right now? Okay, so I can get you in. How does 10 a.m. tomorrow sound for the client interview?
10 my time?
10 your
time. Do you
time?
Have something later? Just because.
I do. I do have.
Sure. Okay, what time do you have
yeah.
later?
Were you talking about afternoon or afternoon?
And the afternoon's fine.
Okay, so I can get you in. How does 4 o'clock sound in the afternoon?
For my time?
For your time. That would be 1 of.
Okay. For my time, yes.
Okay. All right. Give me a second here. I'm just programming into their calendar. They're going to be contacting you on... Give me a second here. Unfortunately... Wait. Yeah, unfortunately, the cell phone number... I put your cell phone into the system. It did not save. They're going to be contacting you for the interview, right?
They can, or they could call Jose on, I mean, they could call Jose's phone.
Okay, and that's the 911. Okay,
way,
so they're going to be, okay. Well, they're going to be contacting you guys tomorrow on 912-596-7330.
Okay.
Okay. All right, give me a second, because I am sending you over a calendar invite right now. It's taking a little bit longer because I'm typing with one hand. But it's going to be coming in your inbox. Just reminding you that the class is taking place tomorrow.
Local slash works with Google.
Mm-hmm. Directly with them. And then and are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line, Mila?
Yes, I was able to. Yeah, I'm using my phone to get.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and pull it up for me. You should have an invoice in there. It says local slash initial invoice.
Okay.
But there's
now, hold
that
in
up.
That white square.
What's that?
There's nothing in the white square.
Did you get a text message from me?
A text message? Oh, hold on. Turn speaker then. You said a text message.
Yeah, there's a text message. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, or it says, a copy of your invoice, your email, click here to accept the subscription terms. You see where it says that?
That's on the email. Please click here to accept the subscription.
Yes, that's what I need you to do for me. So if you click on that, what that's going to do is take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password, or Local Splash terms of experience. And if you scroll down, that's going to show you the services that are included with the package. Now, scroll all the way down for me, Mila, and you see where it says cancellation and refunds in bigger letters?
Yes.
Okay, click on, or right below that, there's a little checkbox. I need you to check in that box that says pretty much that everything is true, accurate information. And then once you check that box, scroll down all the way to the bottom, and you're going to see a DocuSign signature box. So you're going to sign Jose Gonzalez, that's how it's capital sensitive. Once you confirm the signature, it's going to do one of two things. It's going to lock you into that 149 discounted rate moving forward, and it's also going to take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password. So let me know when you get to the next page.
Yeah, I'm trying to push confirm signature, but it's not letting me.
Did you type in Jose? I typed in it is capital sensitive, so type in a capital J and a capital G for the name.
Okay, it went through. Now for the username, what was it?
Yeah, the username is going to be your phone number that we're speaking on, 912-596-7330. The password that's created for you and given to you tomorrow during the client interview that's happening at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay? So I just want to let you, and then when you disconnect with my agents, you Jose, whoever's doing the client interview. If you want, I do have a bilingual, so obviously because you're translating everything to them, we do have a bilingual CI agent. If you would like me to do that, I could do that for you.
Yes, please.
Okay, absolutely. Give me a second here. All right. All right. Jose Gonzalez, that way they know how to address them correctly. Okay, perfect. All right. So, yeah, one of my Spanish representatives will be getting you guys a call tomorrow. That way everything can be completely understood to him as well. And then give me two more seconds. Client interview. And then I got to put in your email address one more time, and then I can start over. Jay Slater. Okay, JD Masonry, SER, there it is. All right. Save and send. Okay, so that the invite for the client interview is going to be coming over to you shortly. It's going to be falling into your inbox. That's the only requirement that we do have for you today, the signature, as it does require, it does be the client interview process. But I do want to ask, before my agents give you a call tomorrow, Mila or Jose, did either of you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
¿Tienes alguna otra pregunta, Jose? Porque mañana te van a hablar a las 4 de la tarde de aquí para hacer una entrevista. Pero aparte de eso, de aquí. So he wants to know what about the places that they're going to promote. Would that be discussed tomorrow, or that's going to be?
Yeah, that's going to be discussed tomorrow during the client interview. Absolutely.
Mañana en la entrevista. ¿Alguna otra pregunta? ¿Eso es todo?
And they're going to go over the keyword content. Yeah, they're going to go over the content with you, service areas that you want to be programmed to work in. Also going over a small testimonial in regard to the company to make sure that we're presenting properly all the correct services and whatnot.
Okay.
All right. Well, Milan, I definitely appreciate you letting us, giving us an opportunity to earn your business. It's definitely going to be something that does become very, very profitable for you. But just wait for that call tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We can get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay? Now, I do want to let you know, I want to make sure that this is working for you. So you do have my contact information. I'm going to send you a more email when we disconnect here. It's going to give client support number in case I'm ever away from my desk, out of the office. You always have somebody that's dedicated to answering questions that you may have or make any changes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Mila. We appreciate it. And you and Jose have a great rest of your evening. Just wait for the call tomorrow. We'll get the rest of the ball rolling for you.
You have a great day, soon.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Bye-bye.
Thanks.